I'd say I appreciate being house Lord today, and I appreciate the freedom of being the house Lord, and I appreciate the freedom I feel today. Well, I'll share this, and some of y'all might already know it. We was in revival before we went on vacation over down in Ackworth, and my sister got saved. Lord blessed me, allowed me to preach when she got saved. And if I read Scripture today, it had to be out of the first chapter of the book of Revelation. First chapter of the book of Revelation. I was thinking sitting there that I'm glad I got something to be excited about. Because I ain't got to wait to be excited when I get over, like many people say. I got to wait. I'll be happy. I'll be joyous over in Canaan's land. But thank God I ain't got to wait for when I'm camping in Canaan's land. Right now I'm wandering through the wilderness, but there's some joys about wandering through this old wilderness. One of these days I'm going to make it home. But I ain't got to wait for that. I'm just going to go ahead and start. Thank God I ain't got to wait till I get over on that other side. I can go ahead and get a little taste of it every once in a while. Thank God because of the name of Jesus. So there's no name given unto men by which we must be saved. And thank God tonight that I got something to be excited about, sister. I got something to be happy about in this whole life when there's so many things that can get you sad and dead and just get you just drug out and feel like you've been mud. But thank God Jesus Christ passes by. And thank God you got something to be happy about. Thank God when that old blind man was sitting at the street right there and he heard that Jesus was coming. He cried out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus come by and he made him whole. He gave him his sight. And thank God when they asked him later about what happened, he said, "I don't know. All I know is I once was blind and now I see." And thank God that's how it works today, that God still deals with young men and God still deals with old men. Thank God I'm glad that God still deals with the old and the young. You ain't got to be 12 years old to be saved. Thank God you can be any age. It's the age of accountability. And that age of accountability ain't 12. It's at any age the Lord decides to deal with you.
Yeah, bless your heart. Amen.
Many people say you got to do this and this and this, but thank God I didn't have to go to the preacher and say, "Lord's dealing with me."
Yeah.
I went to the high priest.
Yeah.
The one that's the intercessor between me and God, because when Adam and Eve sinned, they cut it. It was broken. There was only one way it could be fixed. He sent the law and he sent the prophets. But in itself, it was holy, but it could not make men holy.
Yeah.
Free bodily agents ain't good at keeping up with what they're supposed to do. But thank God he decided to send the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb, which is worthy of our praise. Thank God that I could be saved, that I could be born again. And as every much as my right to be saved as is for a 5-year-old kid or a 99-year-old man.
Amen.
In the fifth chapter it says, "I am Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end."
Yeah.
I serve that guy today. And he's not just anybody, he's the Savior. He's the Son of God. He's the Son of Man. And there's no other like him.
Yeah.
He's my King, and I'm proud to serve him.
Yeah.
And if this whole world wants to say you can't serve him, they'll have to fight me. But I won't really, I'll say this, they'll have to drag me out, and I don't think they could get me to deny my Savior. They took them other Christians and they took them in that Colosseum and them lions were taking them. Darren Barber, but you never heard him deny the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I was talking to this old boy. He's my cousin. And he's atheist. He was saved at our church a while back. That was his testimony. He's atheist now. I said, "I ain't ever met someone that was truly born again that could ever say, 'I do not believe in God.'"
Yeah.
That would deny God.
Yeah.
I met many people been out in that world after they've been saved, but they never said they denied God.
Right, bless your heart.
I ain't saying they wasn't saved, but the fruits ain't there.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Well, let me tell you something. When you're truly born again, it's nothing like anything else.
Yeah.
You'll start feeling like you're going to die, and you realize that if I die tonight, that I'll die and go to hell.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you go to the altar, and you ask for forgiveness, and then the sweetest peace and the sweetest joy.
Yeah. Amen.
There's nothing like Jesus Christ today.
That's right.
He's King and Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He's victorious.
Amen.
In Him is amen and yea. Yeah. There's no nay.
That's right.
And if you want to deny him, if you don't want to go to him, if you don't want to be saved, it's your own fault.
Amen.
People tell me all the time, God ain't going to send me to hell. He ain't. You'll send your own self.
Amen.
If he sent the most precious thing in this universe to keep you out of hell, then why are you going to deny it?
Amen.
Why are you going to say no?
Yeah.
It's on your own fault. I can't help you if you're going to say no. I wish you wouldn't say no, but some people just going to say no.
Yeah, right.
They're too stubborn to admit they was wrong, and they're wrong. And there's no doubt about one of these days every knee's going to bow down and every tongue's going to confess that he's king.
Bless your heart. Yeah.
Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not even softball or football's king. That he's king.
Yeah, man.
And whether you want to admit it or not, you're going to be wrong one of these days if you don't.
Yeah.
I believe this, and I was reading the other day about Lazarus and them when he went to hell.
Yeah.
When that old rich man went to hell, and it said that he was thirsty.
Yeah.
I believe you're still thirsty and hungry, but you're not going to get satisfied.
Yeah.
You're going to still feel that old pain, but you're not going to end it.
Nope.
It's eternal.
Yeah.
And God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He sent his Son so we wouldn't have to die.
Yeah.
We still have to die this carnal death, but if Lord tarries is coming, thank God. But one of these days I'm going to be raised up in
Bless
a new body.
Bless
in a spiritual body.
Bless
that won't decay, won't get old, won't get, and if Lord tarries is coming, I'm going to get old one of these days.
Bless your
I'll have gray hairs. I'll have wrinkles. I'll have old leathery skin. But thank God I have a new body because of him.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm turning over to you. You close that as much as you seem fit. Gosh.
Bless your heart.
Feel like you need to come pray.
Yes, Lord.
Be a good time.
Yeah.
Be a good time. How about let's have a verse of invitation?
Amen.
And let's pray, church. Maybe somebody's here. And the message is coming to you.
Yeah.
Met you right where you was at. You can come, so.
Yeah.
You listen to the Spirit.
Yeah.
What he's bidding you to do.
Yeah.
Would you stand with us? Would you stand? Let God have his way. You obey the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come. Let God have his way. day you have heard